and the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
This has been a public service announcement from all of us here at 89.3 WKKC.
This is Deputy Governor Luana Peters. Of all the things you do for your family, this might be the most important. Screenings for breast and cervical cancer have saved thousands of women's lives, women who didn't even know they were at risk. Illinois now offers free screenings and low-cost treatment for every uninsured woman over 35. Every mother, wife, sister, and daughter, regardless of income. It costs you nothing and could save you everything. If you're over 35, live in Illinois, and currently don't have health insurance, please call 1-888-522-1282 or log on to cancerscreening.illinois.gov. That's 1-888-522-1282 or cancerscreening.illinois.gov. Thank you.
A public service message from all of us here at 89.3 WKKC. Malcolm X, 1900 West Van Buren, offers classes in business administration, psychology, theater arts, computer science, nursing, and communication fine arts. Registration is going on now. Call Malcolm X College at 312-850-7000. That's 312-850-7000. Or go to www.ccc.edu. Malcolm X College, 1900 West Van Buren. Change your life for the better. Today, call Malcolm X College. Enroll, get some job skills or degree, and get paid. 312-850-7000. That's 312-850-7000. Your success starts here at Malcolm X College, one of the seven city colleges of Chicago.
We are Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC HD1 Chicago.
Play. I took the kids to the park today, enjoying watching them run and play, noticing how quickly time passes away, how fun it was for me back in the day. Remember your friends asking, can you come out to play? Holding your breath for what your mama would say, knowing you weren't obedient that day. Oh well, what can you say? You reap what you sow, you shall pay. But you must take time to enjoy the play. Children remind you the proper way, that life should be taken day by day, play by play, and pray by pray. This is Just Lily, and you're listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe on 89.3 WKKC. For more, you can go to my website at www.juslillie.com. No T, ebonically, Just Lily, that's me.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WKKC Radio, Kennedy King College, or the City Colleges of Chicago. 89.3 WKKC proudly presents Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program, daring to make a difference in our community. And now, here's your host, Dennis Snipe.
It's a minute after 9 in the city of Chicago. You are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our communities, entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe, and do me a favor. Call your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your best friend, your girlfriend, significant other, or whoever else I may have left out of this list, and let them know that Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe is now on the air. Well, we're the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our communities. Well, what do we talk about? Hey, I'm glad you asked. We have an array of different topics that we talk about on a regular basis, giving you information, ideas, personal development, the whole gamut. We're broadcasting to you live from the campus of Kennedy King College, conveniently located at 63rd and Halsted, nestled in the Inglewood community, 740 West 63rd Street to be exact. And we are giving you more of what you're looking for. Now, if you want to get your spot in line right now, pick up the Alexander Graham Bell. Give us a call at 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. Or if you want to check out what we're doing on a regular basis, www.dennissnipe.com. We've got a great show for you today. At 9:50, we are talking to our resident personal development coach, Ms. Cassandra Griffin, at 9:50. At 9:30, we're letting you know what's going on in the Inglewood community with New Inglewood Crossings, about opportunities that are available for you to be a first-time homeowner with a considerable amount of money that you can get back. You want to know all about that? Tune in at 9:30. But for right now, we're talking about gospel music with Miss Sylvia Fedrick. Hey, Sylvia, how are you?
Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thank you so very much for coming out and sharing some information with us today as to who you are and what you do and the whole gospel music phenomenon. Now, for the most part, when I guess by me being kind of an older young guy, when you think of gospel music, I think of the father of gospel, Thomas Dorsey. I think of the Winings, the Hawkins family, and the list goes on and on and on and on. But I had an opportunity to look at your bio, and you come to us with an incredible background in music. You started in the church.
Yes.
And
yes.
In the 80s, you did the house music thing, which a lot of us did.
Yes.
You know, the Mendel parties International Lover and all that. Going
back
dating myself.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you develop your own unique sound as it relates to gospel music? How did that come about?
I think it all started with my father, because my father was very instrumental in my music life. I grew up listening to a lot of classic jazz, Dakota Staton, Dinah Washington, Billy Eckstein. That's the music I listened to. And also my father was a singer himself. He sung in Drew, Mississippi, where he grew up, and he sung with the quartets and things. And they mixed a lot of the gospel and blues together. And I kind of developed that along with my background dealing in house music and put the three together. And when I started writing, of course, everything that I've written was God-led. It was spirit-led.
Okay.
And I wanted the music to be appealing, where it wasn't so much traditional gospel, but more of a contemporary sound to attract the audience that typically wouldn't listen to gospel music.
Okay.
Your traditional gospel.
Now when you talk about gospel as it relates to the church, you have a lot of different ideas and concepts and so on and so forth, because you run the gamut, as I mentioned, from Thomas Dorsey to Ty Tribbett.
Yes.
And so now when you talk about it, does it necessarily have to, do I necessarily have to say Jesus in order for it to be gospel?
I don't believe that you do, but I'm a strong, firm believer in Jesus, so of course I'm going to mention him every chance I get.
Okay.
But in a lot of my writing that I do allude to, there's like the song Gentle Breeze that I wrote that was spirit-led, and I don't mention his name, but because of the way the song is written, you know that I'm talking about God's creation.
Okay, all right.
On earth.
Now, on that note, we're going to listen to one of your tracks. Why don't you introduce it for us? Track number three.
Track number three. This song I wrote called "I Plead the Blood" is
That's
my everyday prayer. I plead the blood over everything I do before I leave the house, my mind, my body, my soul. This song has a house twang to it as well, so it's more of like a praise and worship, kind of like a house gospel a tune.
Okay.
So it's pretty upbeat, guys. So if you have your treadmill out today or your bike, you can get on there while you listen to my music.
I Plead the Blood, track three. Sylvia Fedrick, Chicagoland's number one college radio station, KKC.
Thank you. Check it out. All the blood that Jesus shed keeps us from Satan's spiritual death. It heals, mystifies, and cleanses, and brings back life again. John 3:16 tells us why God did sacrifice himself for our sins, that we may have everlasting life, live abundantly right here on earth. I plead the blood all over me. I plead the blood all over me. I plead the blood all over me for protection from the
It's 9 minutes after the hour of nine. That's the music of Sylvia Fedrick, and I Plead the Blood. Now, Sylvia, now as you mentioned, it has a house feel to it. Now, is it necessary to create a certain type of music for all the different genres or the different gospel lovers?
I definitely agree.
Okay.
Because we have such different people receive and conceive the word of God in their own way, in their different way. And I believe because now there's a certain generation voice that we have to reach out to. Mm-hmm. And your generation today may not truly understand a hymn like Just As I Am, your traditional hymn, where the music, because of the way the song is, the music may not capture them. But now, because we're in the more of a generational voice, a contemporary voice, that beat will grab that person. But then when they hear the lyrics, they're like, oh my gosh, she's talking about the Lord.
Well, now riddle me this. Now, is it important that I focus more so on the music or more so on the message? And now the reason that I say that mm-hmm. is because I've heard quite a few gospel songs mm-hmm. that may have a track in the back, or they sample something that I remember from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm listening to that, and maybe someone else may feel the same, that it may take me back to where I was at and what I was doing at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
So what is or what can be the stabilizing point? Is it the music or is it the message? Because if I'm, let's say that I'm listening to a gospel song and mm-hmm. I hear Atlantic Star in the back, one of their Secret Lovers or something. It's a track that's playing in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I remember what I was doing here. So would that distract you, or what do you think about that?
I don't believe that it would distract you, because look at Kirk Franklin, look at Mary Mary. A lot of their music, they do sample from back in the day, because I'm a 70s and 80s baby. Well, 70s baby. And when you receive Christ as your personal Savior, your whole mindset changes.
Okay.
So if when you hear those things now, they may not necessarily take you back to what you were doing in the secular world. When you're listening to the message, that to me would attract me. Not so much when you personally receive Christ as your personal Savior.
Okay.
Now, if you've not received him, then, of course, in a secular mindset, you're going to be like, oh, man, I remember when I was at the park doing this, that, and the other. But once you've received him, your heart, your spirit is just totally different. Your mindset is different.
So based on your own experience, then it changes everything.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
Definitely.
Good point. Now, as it relates to you and what you do, you're doing music
yes.
and you're acting. You
yes,
have your
I
own
am.
Record label.
Yes.
You're just extremely busy. How do you manage to balance all of what you do and then be good at it?
I don't credit anything. I give God all the credit. I definitely do, because I have to pray and ask for direction every day on what I should do and how I should do it. And I think organization is definitely the key, and it takes a lot of discipline. You have to get up pretty early in the morning when you try to do things, especially when God is in charge. And I'm an image of him, and I'm representing him, and he doesn't want anything less than that.
Why Fed Up Productions? Why the name Fed Up?
I get that question a lot. Fed Up Productions is actually was stemmed from my last name. My maiden name is Fedrick. And I thought, wow, Fed, and I'm coming up. But a lot of people think when they hear fed up, they think I'm saying, oh, I'm fed up with life, fed up with men. And I'm like, wow, I never thought of it like that. I was just thinking the first three letters of my last name and fed, and I'm trying to go up because God has taken me in higher places, going to higher heights. So that's how that name came about.
Now, I noticed that you take care of every aspect of your career as far as the managing promotion.
Yes, I do.
And oftentimes, in the very beginning, most artists are told not to do that because it kind of overloads you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are you able to keep everything going with so much on your plate?
Well, now because God has opened so many doors for me, and now that I've been expanding more stage plays, I'll be in a Christian film this fall, mm-hmm. You Better Watch Your Tongue. Now I'm learning how to allocate a lot of the things that I was doing on my own,
right,
to like different companies. I'm working with a company that's based out of California right now that's helping me with managing like my music and so forth, because after a while it does become an overload. But I highly recommend that anyone who steps out on faith and decide to do what I did, start your own label, manage, you need to know what you're doing yourself.
Okay.
Before you trust someone else to do it, because when I was in the business back in the 80s, the music industry was so different back then. I mean,
what's changed?
Oh my God. And the internet has allowed people to do what they do. I've been able to sell more of my music over the internet and reach people nationwide. If the internet wasn't available, and by me being an independent artist, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, because I would just be stagnant here in Chicago. But
okay.
My music is being heard all over the U.S. right now because of the different networks that are available on the internet, all the different marketing tools that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a blessing. I think God made it where it took 20 years for me to get back in the industry, but he did it for a reason, because he knew that I took my business sense of being in the mortgage industry and in the insurance industry in the workforce for 20 years, and I took all that knowledge and put it into my own business. So all the marketing I did to make other businesses rich, I'm now taking those tools and trying to help myself grow.
9:15 in the city of Chicago, you are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, Daring to Make a Difference in Our Communities, entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe. Today we are talking with a brand new, Is it safe to say that you're a brand new gospel artist?
Oh, why not?
Okay, brand new gospel artist, Sylvia Federick. Now, if you have a question or a comment, 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. Where can we pick up your CD?
Oh, I'm in several stores in the city. I'm available online mm-hmm. at cdbaby.com. And if you want the list of the stores, you can visit my website, which is www.sylfedsang.com.
Okay. Sister Under Construction.
Yes, Sister Under God's Construction.
Okay.
Sister. Okay. S-I-S-T-H-A. Sister Under God's Construction.
Now, that's the name
me.
Of your CD.
That is the name of my CD. Yes,
okay.
It is.
All right. And give us your website again.
My website is www.sylfedsang.com. Or you can visit www.sangsealed.com. That may be easier for the listeners. And sangsealed is spelled sangsyl.com.
Now, we can also see your video on YouTube.
My video that I released early this year, Gentle Breeze, is on track 7 on my CD. That video is available on YouTube. So if you go on YouTube, just type in Gentle Breeze by Sylvia Federick, because there's a few listings of Gentle Breeze of different, you know, other videos. But the video that I want you to see is Gentle Breeze by Sylvia Federick. Okay. And that video was shot right here in Chicago, right off the lakefront. We did that last summer, actually.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so Chicago, guys, take advantage of the beauty that's here in our city. We think we got to fly out of state to see beautiful things, and we have beautiful sights right here in Chicago.
What's next?
Oh, God, what's next is the film that's coming up. God has opened so many doors. I've been in a lot of more productions that I had planned to. I started writing for the next CD. Right now, I'm just waiting on sponsorship and budgeting. You know how that goes.
Okay.
And I hope to have the second CD released early 2010.
Okay.
And it's going to take it up a notch. I'm going to have some more jazz kind of like tunes on there. I'm working with different musicians. And I will probably be more instrumental on the CD as far as playing the piano, because I did write the bulk of the songs on my CD.
Okay.
The one that's out now, Sister Under God's Construction.
Mm-hmm. What's your wish list? Let's say that you had the opportunity to select anyone in the industry to work with. Who would that be? Or if there were several people, maybe even, would you consider working with a secular artist to create a gospel sound?
Well, Quincy Jones has always been on my spirit.
Okay.
I mean, because when I listened to his Christian CD back when he did the Messiah, Hannah's Messiah,
right.
It was beautiful. And I would love someone of that magnitude so I can get their knowledge. It's not so much of being secular. It's just that when you deal with those seasoned musicians like that, that have been out here a long time, I would love to take their knowledge. I would love to work with, like, Yolanda Adams. I would love to work with Kirk Franklin. They are great musicians. Kirk is an awesome writer, and he would definitely understand me. I think we would be able to feel each other.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, Gentle Breeze is the video, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a listen to that track, a little piece of it.
Okay.
And then we'll be back with more stuff.
Sounds great.
KKC. Tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our communities, entitled Focus Talk. That's the music of Miss Sylvia Federick, and it's entitled Gentle Breeze, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All
yes,
right.
Yes, it is.
Now, we were talking earlier about a future events and some of the different things that we can possibly see you in
yes.
or doing.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on the album in 2010. Or
yes.
No longer albums. CDs.
CDs, yes.
Right. I'm dating myself again. But are there some other things on the agenda
oh,
that we
definitely.
Can kind of look out for?
Yes. Actually, last night I was in a production that was at the Regal Theater in June. We did a private showing for Strongman, and we are looking to start touring in that production. The film, You Better Watch Your Tongue, will be premiered this fall, 2010. There's another production I'll be in the fall. I've been getting signed up for so much. It's just, like I said, God has opened so many doors. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity. I have some more interviews coming up as far as internet radio is concerned. So I'm just hoping everybody will continue to listen out. You know, when you hear my songs on the radio, please call in, because that's the only way the radio stations think people are paying attention is if you call and request. So mm-hmm. that's always a great thing.
Now, how has the whole piece been for you as far as gospel is concerned? Has it been an easy task? Has it been a little cumbersome, or has it been a Herculean task?
It has been cumbersome, because one thing about getting in the industry, especially in Chicago, it's a tight-knit network that you have to break into.
Okay.
So because it's been so tight-knit, and I'm kind of grateful it has, because it's pushed me to go outside of Chicago to market in different cities, different states, even overseas. I've made some contacts over overseas with some, couple of management companies.
Now, what
so
has
forth.
The reception been there?
It has actually been wonderful. I
really?
Get it, it's amazing that you have to go outside of your city to get attention.
Now, to my understanding, that most gospel artists or artists in general, they receive a warmer welcome
definitely
overseas than
yes,
in the States.
Definitely, it's been a blessing. I'm hoping that because of the contacts that I've been able to establish, that hopefully next year I'll be doing more touring, especially out of the state. That's the other plan that I'm looking forward to do is doing more traveling, more touring outside of Chicago.
Sylvia, give us some closing words.
I want to encourage anyone that has had a desire in their heart to do something that they think was impossible to go for it. All things are possible through Christ. He has to come first. If he doesn't come first, you will not succeed.
Okay.
Just cut and dry. You got to put Christ first.
All right. Well, I guess you said a mouthful. Give us your contact information again as far as your website, how we can pick up your CD.
If you would like a listing of the stores and the different online stores that you could pick up my CD, please visit www.sangseal.com. Again, that's www.sangseal.com, and that's spelled SANGSYL.com. Sister Under God's Construction, that's the name of the CD.
All right, sounds good. Sylvia, thank you so very much for stopping by and sharing some information with us.
Thank you.
And as I say always, the door here at Focus Talk is always open.
Oh,
you don't have
you,
to knock.
Dennis.
Just come on through.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dennis, for having me.
You're very welcome. You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one radio station, 89.3 WKKC. Do you know that you can receive an $8,000 tax credit for a first-time home buyer? I'm going to be right back with Miss Betty Jones, who's going to give you all the information about that. So keep it locked right where you are. We're going to take a 3-minute and 3-second pause right here on Chicagoland's number one college radio station, KKC.
Hey, baby. This is Bonnie DeShawn, and when I'm looking for the most interesting conversation about politics, education, personal development, and what's hot in Chicago, every Saturday at 9 a.m., I tune into Focus Talk with my good friend Dennis Snipe on Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC.
We all create our lives based on the choices that we make. Do I do this or do that? Do it alone or with someone else? Do I live the life I dream about or keep the same old existence? Your future is based on the choices that you make now, so choose wisely. Hi, I'm certified professional coach Cassandra Griffin, and this is your New Realities Moment. For more information on creating new realities in your life, call 708-331-9725. That's 708-331-9725. Or visit www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
Friday, August 7th, Kennedy King College hosts its 14th annual scholarship golf and recreational outing at the George W. Dunn National Golf Course in Oak Forest, Illinois, 160 through 10 South Central. Bring your clubs, your best game, and swing a hole-in-one for scholarship contributions that will help Kennedy King College students complete their education. You don't golf? No problem. We have lots of fun activities for non-golfers. Karaoke, line dance, play bidwist, or get a massage in the Fun and Games Pavilion. We have something for everyone, including trophies, prizes, and delicious food. Your hosts will be Ramonsky Love and Joe Soto from V103's The Real Show, with music by WKKC's own Al Greer. Join Kennedy King College and United Parcel Service for the 14th annual scholarship golf outing Friday, August 7th at the George W. Dunn National Golf Course, 160 through 10 South Central Avenue in Oak Forest, Illinois. For more information, call Deborah Crable at 773-602-5543. That's 773-602-5543. Or visit kennedyking.ccc.edu online for more information. We'll see you on the course so our students can stay on course.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Longtime listener. First time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Truman College, located at 1145 West Wilson, offers classes in food service sanitation, medical billing and coding, mortgage loan technology, pharmacy technology, and web print design. Registration is going on now. Call Truman College at 773-907-4443. That's 773-907-4443. Registration is going on now. Call Truman College or go to www.ccc.edu. Truman College, 1145 West Wilson, 773-907-4443. Get more out of life. Call Truman College. Enroll, get a job skill or a degree, and get paid. 773-907-4443. Your success starts here at Truman College, one of the seven city colleges of Chicago.
My name, Khalif. You are listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Knight of Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. Did everybody hear me?
Uh-huh. Everybody can hear you.
It's God-given. It's God-given.
Multiply the love cause division. Dennis Snipe on the mic to enforce the vision. Economical living or political decision. Artistry and even religion. More information than you getting on your television. Just take a listen, just take a listen. Education's pivotal and plentiful. Something to enhance the brain mineral. In between the 9 and 10 a.m. interval. Focus a fold, let go or take hold. No slowing down on this open road. Put the pedal to the metal and go, 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 go. He's showing us the ropes, giving community hope when we don't know where to go. Focus all around these streets. And if you agree to disagree, step to the MIC and speak your peace. Don't speak your peace. Cause if each one teach one, we all are reached. We can resolve the beef. Focus, talk, food for thought. We all gon' eat. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Hey, hey, hey. WKKC with your host Dennis Snipe. Focus Talk. Hey.
.932 in the city of Chicago. We are right back in Focus with Focus Talk, giving you all the information that you want, need, and desire. Just in case you didn't know,
The elevator to success is broken. You have got to take the stairs. So no matter what idea, thought, concept, or dream that you have in your mind, pull it out, put it on paper, and execute. With that information in mind, classes are available here at Kennedy King College. Success begins here. So if you want to get information about all of the classes that are available, give us a call at 773-602-5000. That's 773-602-5000. Kennedy King College is one of the seven City Colleges of Chicago. Now, as I mentioned during the break, right before the break, that if you are looking to purchase a home, now is the time. There is an $8,000 tax credit available for first-time buyers. And joining us today is Miss Betty Jones, who is from AMS Realty Incorporated. And she's going to share some information about all of the incredible things that are going on right here in the Inglewood community. Hi, Ms. Jones. How are you?
Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
I am very well. Very well. It is an absolute pleasure to have you back in the studio. You were here, what, last year?
December of 2008. Yeah, the end of last year.
Wow, that time went really quick.
Right, it's August.
Exactly. And during that time, you shared with us about some of the great things that were going on in process of taking place in the Inglewood community. And since then, you've had your first
yes,
buyer
we've
to
had
purchase
our
a home
first
and move in.
Closing, and our first home buyer has moved into her new home with her family. We actually hosted an event a couple of weekends ago,
right,
outside of the home, and it was just a wonderful Saturday morning. The sun was shining. We had several city dignitaries there, as well as our marketing team and the development staff, some of the people from the neighborhood. So it was just an exciting time for us and a very exciting time for our first home buyer.
Excellent. Now, for those who have, this may be their first time joining us or hearing of you, kind of bring us up to speed as to who you are, what you do, and what the event last week. Was it last week?
It was actually a couple of weekends ago, the 11th of July.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what that event was all about.
Okay, great. Well, let's start off by saying that, my name is Betty Jones, and I'm the sales director for New Inglewood Crossings. New Inglewood Crossings is going to be a development of over 100 new construction single-family homes right here in the heart of my hood, Inglewood. And we are definitely excited about it. In spite of all of the bad press that you may hear and the negative news about the economy, this is indeed a great time for anyone who is able and anyone that is interested in buying a new construction home. We have an opportunity that you should not overlook. Again, we're building over 100 homes. Right now, our focus is in the 6th Ward, which is that area that is closest to St. Bernard Hospital. And St. Bernard Hospital is one of the co-developers, along with the Park National Bank. And then we have an area in the 17th Ward, which is primarily the northern section of the 17th Ward that we're marketing. And that area is being co-developed by New Birth, Church of God in Christ, and Park National Bank.
You do that so well.
Thank you.
You do that so well. You represent well. Now, for those who are interested to get some more information or to find out the qualifications, what they need to do, what number can they dial?
They can call me at our sales office, which is at 815 West 63rd Street. We're just across the street from the studio, guys. Very easy to find. We're on the third floor at the Park National Bank. You can call us at 773-402-0005. That's 773. I'm sorry, I transposed my numbers just then. It's 773-420-0005. Again, that's 773-420-0005.
Okay. Now, do I need to bring anything initially, or just place the call and then you can go from there as far as what to bring, what to do?
Absolutely. For that initial appointment, I'm really more interested in having clients come in, get the overview about what we're doing, the product that we're offering, and get just a general feel for how the program works. I don't require that anyone bring any kind of documentation on that first visit. Now, let me just backtrack just a little bit. What we, again, are offering is an opportunity to buy, but we offer it in one of two ways. We have market rate homes that we're selling. And then we have homes that we're selling and making available under one of the City of Chicago's affordable housing initiatives.
Okay.
Most of the homes that we are selling will be available under that program. And that's called the New Homes for Chicago program. And that is available for buyers whose incomes fall within a certain range. And if their income falls within that range, then they are also eligible to receive some assistance. Anywhere from $30,000 to $90,000 from both the City of Chicago and the state of Illinois. But if they don't fall within those parameters, then they would be considered market rate buyers. So that's one of the reasons why we prefer that people would come in or at least call us so we can give them just a general overview to kind of see where they are, feel them out, and then we would take it from there.
Okay. Now, give me some information about the government's American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
Yes, there is, or there has been made, an $8,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the government defines a first-time home buyer as someone who has not owned a home in the past 3 years.
Okay.
No matter how the ownership has taken place, it means you don't own, no one is transferring property.
No quit claim
you,
or anything?
No quit claim deeds, any of that. You cannot have owned a property in the previous 3 years. That's how you are considered to be a first-time home buyer. Even if you've owned something, you know, 10, 15 years ago and sold it, within that three-year time span, you cannot have owned a home.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of information on the internet. There's been a lot of information that's been passed through just some of the realtor associations in how to obtain this money or these monies. Right now, the $8,000 tax credit can be applied for once you have, how can I say, you need to close, in other words, you need to close on your home by December 1st
okay.
of 2009 in order to be eligible for the $8,000 tax credit. And what you would do is, with your following year's tax returns, you would actually file for and receive that credit. Now, IDA, which is the Illinois Housing Development Authority, has just made an announcement that they will give people an opportunity to process another loan or apply for a loan, which they were sort of backed. It's called a bridge loan.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, they will give them up to $6,000 of this money to use towards the down payment of a brand new home. And once the person applies for their tax return, IDA would actually receive the tax return, so to speak. So the person would not physically receive it back, but they could use it as part of their down payment money. And it gets to be like a little complicated. So we suggest that our buyers speak with the lender, because the lenders are qualified to speak in a professional capacity about the whole process and how it works.
Okay. All right. Now, one real quick question
yes.
about the first-time buyer. Now, does that include or exclude rental property? Or now, how does that go? Is that the same thing?
It is the same thing. Is okay. I mean, if you are an owner of a rental property, you're still considered an owner.
Okay.
You're still considered an owner. So you cannot own anything in that, or you couldn't have bought anything within that three-year time frame.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as the location of the various homes, or like, are there models available?
We do have a model. We absolutely do have a model. It's located on the corner of Stewart and Marquette. The actual address is 6659 South Stewart. And we are there for a weekend open house every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays from noon until 4. And we encourage your listeners to come by. You don't necessarily have to have an appointment. Come by. The door is always open, and I think you'd be very pleasantly surprised.
Okay. And I can just drive by and take a look, or
absolutely.
On the weekend. Between what times?
Between noon and 4 p.m. I am either there, or my colleague, Bobby Nealon, will okay. be there at the model.
Okay. Now, what do they look like?
You know what? I will have to tell you that when people are driving by, their first analysis is that, oh, it's such a small house.
Uh-huh.
Well, the house tends to look small because it sits on a larger lot. Most of the lots that we have are not standard Chicago lots. A standard Chicago lot is 25 by 125 feet deep. Our lots are 25. In a lot of cases, they're 187 feet deep. Or 178 feet deep, or 165 feet deep.
So it's a little larger.
It is a little larger. You get a lot of land with okay. these homes. But when you walk in, it's warm, it's inviting. The first floor, it has a very open floor plan, sort of like a great room feel with an open kitchen. There's a full bath on the first floor as well. They have full unfinished basements. And then upstairs on the second floor, there are three bedrooms, one of which has a walk-in closet and lots of storage space.
So you have more depth than width.
Exactly.
Okay.
And again, I think people are always going to be pleasantly surprised once they walk in and actually get a feel for the space.
Okay. Now, give me some more information about the city's program to assist you with a purchase.
Sure. Again, going back to the New Homes for Chicago program, it is a program that you have to apply for. And the city is going to consider your level of income and your household size, and more importantly, your ability to secure a mortgage, because this is not a program where the city is actually buying the house for you. You are still going to have to obtain what they call a first mortgage. I'll give you an example, and this is just like a quick reference guide to how it works. Let's say, for example, you go in and you sit down with the lender, and the lender says, "Mr. Snipe, congratulations. We can qualify you for $150,000. Well, the contract prices of our homes actually range according to someone's income. They start at $195,000 and go up to $215,000 under the program. Well, if you only qualify for $150,000 and you're looking for a house at $205,000, you've got a bit of a gap there, right?
Yeah, needless to say.
And you're thinking, well, I don't have this extra money. How am I going to get this extra money? Well, the city has this plan in place that will give you the answer to your situation. And they will actually fill in the gap by giving you the difference between what the contract price is and the actual amount that you can afford to pay, which is your first mortgage amount. That's what makes it affordable. You are not overextending yourself. You're getting a home that's worth a lot more money, but it's based on what you can ideally afford.
So now that fill in from the city, is that a loan or is it a grant?
That is a subsidy. Now, we think of grants as being free money.
Right.
Okay. And it's not really like a loan per se.
Okay.
But what the city will do is that money that they give you, it basically becomes a lien against the property. They have some restrictions in place. One of them is a residency requirement. They do want people who are going to buy and live and become vested in the community so that we can all, you know, work together to kind of stabilize the community. So they're going to put a lien on the property. Now, most of us are not going to stay in a home for 30, 40 years anymore like our parents would have done. We're a much more mobile society now, and they realize that. But they also had to put something in place to discourage investors from coming in and flipping the properties and making them unaffordable. So they put these liens on the property, and then for every year that you're in the property, a certain rate or a certain amount of money is prorated. So if you sold the property, let's say after 10 years, then you're responsible for paying back that amount that you did not live out. That's essentially how it works.
Okay. All right. 9:45 in the city of Chicago. You are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, Daring to Make a Difference in Our Communities, entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe. Today, we are talking to Ms. Betty Jones, who is the sales director for New Inglewood Crossing. She's sharing some information about purchasing a home in the Inglewood community and all of the assistance that's available. Question, comment? 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. Now, I understand that there is another individual who's closing on their house very soon.
Actually, that closing happened Thursday.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually going to be leaving here today and taking her welcome gift. She's extremely excited, and I'm excited for her, and we're just happy. As realtors, and I'm a very passionate realtor, so I love my job from beginning to end and beyond. So it's always a warm and fuzzy feeling for me to see someone realize the dream of homeownership for the first time and know that I've had an instrumental part, you know, in the whole process. Exactly, yeah. From beginning to end. So right. I'm just as excited as she is. I really am.
That's a good deal.
Yes.
That's a good deal. Now, we didn't discuss it, but the $500 down, is that part of the same package or the same program?
Well, the $500 down is actually another development.
Oh, really?
It's not actually for our particular development, but because Park National Bank is one of our developers, they are actually renovating homes in the Pullman area. And these are historical homes that were built by George Pullman for his workers back in the railroad days.
Yeah, for the Pullman Porters.
Exactly. And Park National Bank is renovating homes and making them extremely affordable again. They have assistance that's up to $40,000. And one of the great things about the Pullman North Restoration Plan is that these homes will now have historical landmark status. With historical landmark status in the state of Illinois, there is a tax freeze for 8 years.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's even better.
That's even better. So they are making them available to eligible buyers with a $500 down payment.
Now, there was one aspect that I did not mention, and that is FHA and VA certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can that be part of the process as well?
Absolutely. And the lender, what the lender basically does, or the mortgage professional will do, is basically qualify the residents, and they will put the person in the type of loan that is best for that particular client. We basically now shy away from adjustable rate mortgages. We don't do the adjustable rate mortgage thing. And those were basically for investors anyway. An adjustable rate mortgage is probably going to be for someone who's only looking to be in a property for a very short amount of time before they move on. So typically now what lenders are looking at are conventional fixed rate loans, an FHA product, or a VA product.
I see. I see. Now, needless to say, we have a lot of people who are kind of frightened. Now, kind of frightened about the whole economy piece.
Yes.
So now, can you kind of help us with that as far as relieving some of our fears?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, unfortunately, this is my personal observation, just in working in the industry. And as with a lot of things in life, you have people who don't do the right thing, so to speak. And I honestly believe that had there been some measures in place previously, some of the measures that the government is taking now to have complete and total disclosure and overview of the loan process, we probably would not be in the tangled web that we are in now. So there is a great effort now to right the economy and to make things right for the consumer at this level. And it's going to take the work of all of us, you know, not just the government, but we the people. We have to be strong, and we also have to be diligent. So, again, don't let all of that dissuade you. If you are still in a position to buy and you are definitely looking to buy, go ahead and make that move. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself.
Sounds like a plan. Give us your contact information once again so those who are listening can get in contact with you and become homeowners.
Certainly. Our sales office, again, is on the third floor of the Park National Bank. The bank address is 815 West 63rd Street, right down the street from the lovely KKC Studios. And you can reach me by dialing area code 773-420-0005. That's 773-420-0005. And of course, we have our website, which is www.inglewoodcrossing.com.
We're going to work on you getting your own show.
Yay!
Or doing something in that particular area, because you're a natural.
You're very good at it.
Okay. Well, you know what? It shows, because
you
do it very well.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for coming by. Tell Pam I said hello.
I will. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We'd love to have you again. So please keep us abreast of
Definitely.
What's going on.
Definitely.
And we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station. 89.3 is WKKC. We've got one segment left, and then we're going to let you go. And it's entitled Success and Satisfaction with Miss Cassandra Griffin. Hey, Cassandra, how are you today?
Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
I am doing well. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you not hear me?
Okay. For some reason, I have an echo. But that's okay. All right. That means that I get a chance to hear you twice.
Hello. I love it.
Now, I know, as always, you have some great information for me today. And, well, you know what? Take it away, Cassandra.
I will take it away. Today I want to talk about bullying. And most time when we think about bullying, we think of some maybe brutish type of kid on the playground. But the thing to recognize is a lot of times the same kids that were bullies on the playground become bullies as adults.
Mm.
It's just in a different format and a different arena.
Okay.
And sometimes that shows up in the workplace or in relationships or even in friendships. I mean, if you've ever watched Bridezilla, some of those women are bully women to their best friends, things like that. One of the things that I wanted the audience to think about is just, is there anyone in your world or in your life or affairs that makes you feel tense and stressed out, or maybe has a practice of maybe putting you down or berating you, that person is probably exhibiting bullying tendencies. More concise definition is, emotional bullying is when someone tries to gain control over another person by making that person feel angry or afraid. Hmm. So that's something to think about to determine if you've been bullied. So I talked about, you know, how to recognize the bully. Once again, you just read your body. When you're near somebody and you feel tense and stressed, it's probably a little tension between you, and determine if that's bullying or if it's just something else. And you also want to ask yourself, are your thoughts and ideas and input valued or considered by this individual, particularly at the workplace? Because that's another scenario where bullying could show up, and if you're not being viewed as a contributing person or not listened to. Now, how to respond to bullying. Of course, if you feel threatened or harassed or there's any bodily harm or to the extent that you feel like your safety is in jeopardy, call the police, or if you're in the workplace, call security, or do something to get out of harm's way. But if it's more routine in your workplace and someone's just is putting you down or things like that, first thing to do is just analyze how you're feeling in that moment. What are you bringing to the, notice what you're bringing to the situation. Are you not speaking up for yourself? Are you putting yourself in circumstances where maybe that person has the opportunity to put you down? But always start with self. And then notice the other person's behavior. Is it just directed to you? Is it something that this person does with everyone else? Because that could give you some feedback on maybe how you can come up with some solutions for dealing with it. If that person doesn't treat Sally that way, and you notice that Sally speaks up, or Sally moves out of the way, or Sally reports this person, then that may be something you want to consider as well. But make a list of your options in this situation, and then determine which ones best fit you. So that's one way to respond to it. Now, this may surprise you, Dennis, but I have some ideas for how to learn from a bully. Bullies have one of the some characteristics that could be viewed as affirmative. They're assertive. They're most of the time clear about what they want, and they're determined to get what they want. So we may want to be able to adopt some of those traits, not necessarily the ways they go about handling those things, but some of the traits for our own selves, not only to deal with the bully, but just to incorporate in our own way of being in the world. And if you happen to be listening to this and you recognize yourself as a bully, I would encourage you to consider increasing your awareness of your own behavior in the world. Also, ask for feedback from people that you trust and who may not be as intimidated by you as some other people to get that feedback. And then think about the consequences of your actions. Some of them could be consequences to the relationship or opportunities that you may not get because people don't want to work with you. And then your reputation. So once again, learn how to recognize bullying, learn how to respond to it, see what you can learn from maybe a bully around you, turn it maybe a negative into a positive, and then if you are the bully, work to stop being a bully.
Wonderful, Cassandra. Wonderful information as always. So if I would like to start a personal development course with you, what number can I dial?
708-331-9725.
Once again?
708-331-9725.
All right. And what's the website?
www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
Cassandra, thank you so very much. In closing, I wish you success.
And satisfaction.
Hey, we'll talk again real soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, it's time for us to go. We got to make way for Derek McNeil and Charles Young and the Consumer's Eye. But I would like to leave you with this. In closing, if the opportunity of a lifetime presented itself to you this very moment, would you be ready? If you're not ready, let's start today doing what it takes to get ready to seize the opportunity of a lifetime. That's just something you should know. Stay focused. Dennis Snipe, KKC.
You've been listening to Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program daring to make a difference in our community. With your host, Dennis Snipe, on 89.3 WKKC, Chicago's number one college radio station.
The Village of Riverdale and the WOSDN, Women's Only Self-Defense Network.